people. On December 25th, 1997, at about 5 a.m., I was in the in-between state. I was not fully awake or fully asleep. I saw myself preaching a message and I said, "The Holy Spirit is no gentleman like some have told us because he will wake you up in the night." The scene changed and I was standing in my bedroom and I heard the Holy Spirit say, "I have a Christmas present for you and it is in your Bible on the nightstand." I eagerly opened my Bible to a page that looked like a Christmas card. It was green with gold writing that said, "The Story of Martha and Mary." I then heard the Spirit say, "There are 3 points to this story I'm giving you." The 3 points were also written in gold on the green page. The points are: 1. All true ministry has a goal. 2. And then 3. I do not remember point 2 or 3 because I woke up and told the Lord, "I do not want to get up and write them down now because I may awake the kids and they will want to open their Christmas presents." I was assured in myself that I could remember all 3 points since I carefully read the story, so I went back to sleep. A couple of hours later, I woke up and I remembered the vision. I grabbed my Bible and notepad and began to write down the 3 points, and it was then that I realized my error. I began to earnestly seek the Lord with a repentant heart, and I asked Him to tell me the other 2 points. To this day, God has never told me the other 2 points. It was, and continues to be, a lesson well learned. God offered me a gift of understanding from His Word, but because of the inopportune time and situation, I only received 1/3 of that gift. The Song of Solomon, 5, verses 2 to 6. I was asleep, but my heart was awake. A voice, "My beloved," was knocking. "Open to me, my sister, my darling, my dove, and my perfect one. For my head is drenched with dew, my locks with the damp of the night. I have taken off my dress. How can I put it on again? I have washed my feet. How can I dirty them again?" My beloved extended his hand through the opening, and my feelings were aroused for him. I arose to open to my beloved, and my hands dripped with myrrh, and my fingers with liquid myrrh on the handles of the bolt. I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had turned away and had gone. My heart went out to him as he spoke. I searched for him, but I did not find him. I called him, but he did not answer me. I believe this describes what happened to me that night. I was asleep, but my heart was awake. I think that this is what the in-between state is. The Lord did come to give me a gift, but even more importantly, to teach me a lifelong lesson. For a long time, I grieved over what I missed, but I have learned something about the Lord. He had something greater in mind for me than what was written in gold on the green page in my Bible. He has a lifetime of encounters, dreams, visitations, revelations, and visions for me. However, the most important thing He desires is a close relationship with me, which is His greatest gift. He wanted me to learn the lesson that the Shulamite learned, so I would never miss those special, inopportune moments when He shows up. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.